The Alaska State Senate for the 36th Legislative Day will now be called to order. Will the members please vote to signify their presence this afternoon?
The roll shows 12 senators present today. Senators Abood, Fisher, Hofford, Hensley, and Jaroff are excused from a call of the Senate today. Senator Curtula is excused from a call. Senator Kelly is excused and is present.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, for the record, I might tell the clerk that I'm going to be voting in Senator Hofford's position.
Thank you, Senator. We have Reverend Senator Kelly. You have the floor.
A brief at ease, please.
Without objection, the Senate will... And it'll come back to order, please. It's a pleasure to have with us Reverend John Page from Douglas Methodist Church for the afternoon prayer. Would the members please stand?
Let us pray. Eternal God, whose kindness is loving and whose patience is infinite, be with us again at the beginning of another important week in our lives as Alaskan legislators. We know of no better way to begin the work of another week than by dedicating our lives to you, resolving to trust you and to obey you and to do our very best to serve you by serving others. You've made us heirs of a great heritage and trustees of priceless things. Save us, we pray, lest we forget the price that was paid for them and the eternal vigilance required to preserve them. Help us to grow strong, O God, in conviction, with insight for our times and courage for our testing, through Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Senator Coghill, will you lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. Senator Szymanski, you have the floor, sir.
Thank you. First of all, I'd like to have the clerk, secretary note my presence and... Then I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent the prayer be spread in the journal.
Without objection, Senator, you will have your presence noted and the prayer will be spread on the journal. May we have certification of the journal, Madam Secretary?
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journals for the 32nd, 33rd, 34th, and 35th legislative days.
Mr. Majority Leader.
President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the journals for the 32nd, 33rd, 34th, and 35th legislative days as certified by the Secretary be approved.
Without objection, the journal for the 32nd, 33rd, 34th, and 35th legislative day will be approved as certified by the Senate Secretary. Do we have introduction of guests this morning, or this afternoon? Senator Jones.
Madam President, it's my honor to introduce in the gallery behind me a young lady who's on the Ketchikan City Council. It's Georgia Scannis.
It's a pleasure to have you here with us today. There further introduction of guests? Do we have messages from the governor this afternoon?
There are no messages from the governor today, Madam President.
Do we have messages from the House of Representatives?
Message of February 20, the House passed and transmitted for consideration. House Bill number 117 by Representatives Ulmer, Davidson, Hudson, Navarre, Gruenberg, Boucher, Springer, Swackhammer, Collins, Menard, Brown, Ellis, Wallace, Davis, and Cotton. An act relating to the state song.
I'm going to refer that to the State Affairs Committee and the Resources Committee.
That was the only message from the House today.
Do we have communications?
February 20, dear Senator Fakes, as required by Alaska Statute 4488-173, the authority respectfully submits the finance plan for the DeLong Mountain Transportation Project. This is signed by Bertram L. Wagnon, Executive Director, Alaska Industrial Development Authority.
It's a very, very interesting finance plan that the legislature asked for. I'm going to refer it to the Resources Committee and the Finance Committee.
That was the only communication today.
Do we have reports of standing committees today?
February 17, dear Senator Fakes, the Senate Judiciary Committee today met to consider the qualifications of Hugh Malone, designated by the governor, to succeed to the office of lieutenant governor should that office become vacant. After a public hearing on his qualifications, the committee recommends that the body confirm the appointment of Hugh Malone as successor to the lieutenant governor. Signed, Senator Curtula, Chairman, Senators Hofford, Rohde, Strzelewski, and Josephson. The Transportation Committee considered Senate Bill No. 4, Outdoor Advertising, and recommends do pass and attach to zero fiscal note. Signed, Senator Jones, Chairman, concurring Senators Kelly, Abood, Coghill, and Fahrenkamp. SB 4 has no further referral.
To the Rules Committee.
The Resources Committee considers Senate Bill No. 11, conveyance of a five-acre home site on agricultural lands, and recommends it be replaced with the committee substitute resources and do pass and attach a fiscal impact note. Signed, Senator Coghill, Chairman, concurring Senators Jones, Strzelczyk, Eliason, Jaroff, Duncan, and Fisher. SB 11 has a further referral to finance. The Resources Committee considers Senate Bill No. 41, cabins on state land, and recommends it be replaced with the committee substitute resources and do pass an attached letter of intent and a fiscal impact note. Signed, Senator Coghill, Chairman, concurring Senators Jones, Eliason, Strzelczyk, Jaroff, Duncan, and Fisher. SB 41 has a further referral to finance. The Resources Committee considered Senate Bill No. 86, establishing Alaska Garden Week, and recommends it be replaced with the committee substitute resources with a new title, a zero fiscal note, and do pass. Signed, Senator Coghill, Chairman, concurring Senators Jones, Eliason, Strzelczyk, Jaroff, Duncan, and Fisher. SB 86 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The Transportation Committee considered Senate Bill No. 100, taxation of watercraft motor fuel, and a majority of the committee recommends do pass. Signed, Senator Jones, Chairman, and concurring Senators Abood and Coghill. Senator Kelly and Senator Fahrenkamp signed. No recommendation until fiscal note question is cleared up. The motion was made to pass the bill out of the committee without a fiscal note since it's going to finance. SB 100 has a further referral to finance. The Judiciary Committee considers Senate Bill No. 103, disposal of property forfeited under federal drug enforcement laws, and recommends do pass with a zero fiscal note. Signed, Senator Curtula, Chairman, concurring Senators Hallford, Josephson, Strzelczyk, and Rohde. SB 103 has no further referral.
To the Rules Committee.
The Rules Committee considered Senate Concurrent Resolution No. 1, Developmental Disabilities Awareness Month, and Senate Bill No. 101, making a special appropriation to the Office of the Governor for representation of the state's position on ANWR, and recommends they be calendared on February 24. Signed, Senator Eliason, Chairman, concurring Senators Fakes, Bennett, Hensley, and Binkley. This resolution and bill are on tomorrow's calendar. The Rules Committee considered Senate Concurrent Resolution No. 6, designation by the governor of Suntrana Mine as a historic site, and House Concurrent Resolution No. 1, highway between Aklutna and Palmer, and recommends calendar on February 25. Signed, Senator Eliason, Chairman, concurring Senators Fakes, Bennett, Hensley, and Binkley. These two resolutions are on the February 25 calendar, and those are the standing committee reports today.
Thank you. Senator Curtula, you do have the floor.
I'll be shown as present.
Without objection, Senator. Madam Secretary, we show Senator Curtula present. Are there reports of special committees this afternoon?
There are no special committee reports.
We have the introduction of Senate resolutions.
Senate Joint Resolution No. 19 by Senator Jaroff, relating to resident hire on a United States Department of Defense project at Amchitka Island.
State Affairs, Labor and Commerce.
And that was the only new resolution.
Do we have the introduction of Senate bills today?
Senate Bill No. 141 by Senator Josephson, an act relating to hazardous painting certification.
Labor and Commerce, Judiciary.
Senate Bill No. 142 by Senator Jaroff, an act relating to certain oil terminal operators and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs, Labor and Commerce, Finance.
Those were the new bills.
We're down to the consideration of the daily calendar. We do have a citation calendar today. Without objection, the Senate will... Senate will come back to order, please. Senator Jones, you're seeking the floor.
Yes, I move and ask unanimous consent that we revert back to guest introductions.
Without objections, we'll revert to introduction of guests, sir.
I would like to introduce from Ketchikan another member of the City Council, Allery Stanton.
Very nice to have you here today. Senator Szymanski, under introduction of guests?
Under introduction of guests.
Thank you, Madam Chairman.
Behind me, I have two very close friends of mine. They're constituents of Senator Curtula and I. And for many years, I've wanted the opportunity to introduce both of them. To my right here is Gary Brooks from the MATSU. He's a labor leader. And to my left over here is Rob Casey, an old-timer from Fairbanks, who I grew up with and my next-door neighbor. Thank you.
Welcome. there are no further introduction of guests, we'll go back to the consideration of the daily calendar. We do have a citation calendar with us today.
Citation honoring Marie Becker, Athena Award recipient by Representatives Zawacki, Senators Fisher, Kurtula, and Szymanski. A citation honoring Jenny Lynn, 1987 Alaska Junior Miss by Representatives Navarre, Swackhammer, Zawacki, Menard, and Pierce, and Senators Fisher and Szymanski.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the citation be approved.
Without objection, the citation calendar for today will be approved. Do we have unfinished business this morning, this afternoon? Senator Sturgill.
Yes, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be added as a co-sponsor to SCR 15 with the consent of the sponsor, Use of Alaskan Wood Products.
Without objection, Senator Sturgill will be shown as a co-sponsor on Senate Bill 15, Use of Alaska Wood Products. Senator Fahrenkamp.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the Senate, not subject to a call on March 6th and 7th, March 13th and 14th, March 20th, 21st, March 27th, and 28th for committee hearings.
Without objection, Senator. Senator Coghill.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Resources Committee be allowed to waive the five-day rule on Senate Joint Resolution Number 14. That's an act relating to the documentation of crews on U.S. fishing vessels.
Without objection, Senator. Is there further unfinished business today? Are there announcements? Senator Coghill.
Madam President, the purpose of the waiving is because on Wednesday, the 25th, we will be hearing in Senate Resources Committee in the Butrovich Room from 1:30 till 3:30, two bills in the resolution. Committee substitute for Senate Bill 18, Anchorage Coastal Wildlife Refuge, will be heard. Committee substitute for Senate Bill 62, Public Access to Recreational Areas, and Senate Joint Resolution 14, Documentation of Crews on U.S. Fishing Processing Vessels.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Binkley.
Thank you, Madam President. In today's Senate calendar, the title of one bill that we'll be hearing in finance tomorrow was misprinted. It should read Senate Bill 21, Regulating Construction Contractors, and we'll be hearing that tomorrow morning in finance. And Senate Bill 88, an act relating to automobile insurance premiums, will not be heard tomorrow morning in finance.
Thank you, Senator Binkley. Are there further announcements today? Do we have special orders today? Senator Coghill.
Madam President, back to announcements of committee meetings. Because
wait,
of our
Senator,
meeting...
Wait. Without objections, we will revert to announcements.
Okay.
Now, Senator.
Because of our 2 o'clock meeting, why it's right in the middle of our scheduled, published meeting on resources. So Senate Resources Committee will resume meeting in the Butrovich Room until 3:30, taking up the scheduled bills today, at which time we will move from the Butrovich Room to the Belts Room and continue until our calendar is completed. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. We're under Senator Kurtula.
Still under announcements.
Under announcements, sir.
Former Senate President Jay Hammond will be testifying today in the Senate State Affairs Committee at 3 o'clock. I believe he will be testifying on something to do with the permanent fund and his disposition. It might be of interest to the Senate.
Are there further announcements? We are down on the calendar to special orders. Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, it's my intention to adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning, and we'll join with the House to meet. We'll meet jointly with the House to hear Senator Stevens' address at 11. So I move and ask unanimous consent that this body, Senate, stand adjournment until 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Without objection, the Senate will stand adjourned until 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Senate is adjourned.